Robert.
Eileen, I have a question for you.
All right.
And last week we had a nice conversation, or maybe a couple of weeks ago, about what kind of homework Alexander Technique teachers might assign their students. Do you remember that?
I do. I remember some of it.
And I had it all ready to go for processing and figuring out what page it should go on, and I realized we didn't have an appropriate page because we don't have a conversation about what happens during an Alexander Technique lesson or class, and in particular, what happens when a student comes to an Alexander teacher or attends an Alexander class for the first time. Could you sort of give a general answer to that question, not keeping it reasonably short, I think? Just a hint.
Those are some parameters.
Just a hint.
I think, you know, I think it would be good if we just changed a little bit the format we have here, and we would both answer the question. I think this should just be something where we add.
Oh, totally,
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you go first?
At the same time, you know, more or less. Yeah. Having thought at the same
yeah.
time.
Go ahead and answer it. We're all waiting.
Sentence or two.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more than you there?
Yes. Hopefully.
And you're waiting.
Hopefully hundreds and thousands of listeners. We are getting a lot of people listening to these conversations. So.
Well, that's great.
So let's,
thank you for listening.
Well, let's cut to the chase here.
All right. So we're chasing this now.
I'm someone who's heard about the technique. I keep seeing it referenced. I don't exactly know what it is. I've read about it and I've seen.
So this is like Robert Rickover,
like me, yeah.
Alzheimer's, right? That's who you are.
Or maybe me many many years ago.
Yes.
What might I expect if I came for a lesson? Just in general terms.
Well, I think there are a few different styles, certainly, of teaching. So, but generally, ideally, expect the teacher to be very friendly, very nice, and welcoming. And you would go in and you keep your regular clothes on. It's not something you need to wear special exercise clothes or. You wear your regular clothes. Many teachers, like me, ask people to take their shoes off after they come in, either to keep the carpet clean or mostly actually to have a nice use of their feet and to include that. So I would say then there are a number of different styles. Some teachers will sort of size you up right away. It sounds funny to say it that way, but it doesn't take most of them long to really get a good idea of what you're doing with your body that is causing, has given you this interest to come in and get help from an Alexander teacher, is something they'll be able to notice right away. And then they will use the principles of the technique to give you some help with that and to teach you also the principles of the technique and how you can avoid other problems. And the lesson length is maybe, it varies so much. Maybe 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. Those are some common time lengths. And part of the lesson will often, not always, but often, for many teachers like me, I always include a time on the table, which is a lying down time, where you're on a massage table, and it's quite nice. Everyone enjoys that. Sometimes it's their favorite part of the lesson. You get up from that table lesson feeling so different, so much easier, lighter. You even feel that way on the table. It's quite nice, much better than having a massage. It's nothing like a massage. There are some teachers that will work with you in different activities. So if you are a pianist or a violinist or an actor or a dancer or a golfer, there are some teachers that do a lot of work with you as you're doing your activity of interest. So they'll help you understand how to use your body better during that time and give you the experience of it as you're doing whatever it is that you do in your life that you want to do better. And a number of teachers work with you with walking, because that's a good general overall activity that we do a lot, and bending and sitting and standing. That's all I can think of right now. Will you add something to that, Robert?
Well, I don't really have a lot to add. I think that's a pretty good, gives you a pretty good indication. I guess if I might add one or two things, though, because I don't like to let a conversation go by and not say anything. One thing about Alexander teachers and going for a lesson is you can be pretty sure they're not going to be judgmental about whatever. If for example, your idea is that you have bad posture, or maybe you do have bad posture, that somehow the Alexander technique teacher is going to be very judgmental about that. But we're really trained to be there to help a student. We're kind of like coaches, really, in a way, to kind of coach a student into learning some of these ideas, and in particular to start learning how to use them for themselves. And at some point in Alexander lessons, depending on the teacher, maybe the first lesson and maybe the 10th lesson or 20th lesson, at some point the teacher is going to suggest that you do some work on your own. You apply some of these principles and see what you discover. So that's a big part of a lesson is you might call it a kind of a plan of action for systematically improving the way you function on a physical level.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put the homework that a teacher assigns. And, I realized one thing in our conversation on this topic is we left out or presupposed that somebody might already know that the Alexander technique is taught besides in a verbal guidance, it's also taught in a hands-on experience. So the teacher will very gently use their hands to help guide you into undoing habits you don't realize you're doing and having a nice, easy upward and outward direction without adding muscle effort. Mm-hmm. And all of this is done very gently. It's done very considerately. The teacher doesn't put their hands in anywhere inappropriate. And none of it, there's no pain. It's not like a chiropractic adjustment where there'll be a quick snap of movement or anything.
We don't crack any heads or necks. We don't do that.
We only have wisecracks. That's
all we got.
It's not bones or...
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think... I think the another thing to say about how teachers use their hands, it's kind of a step between a teacher kind of figuring out everything for you and getting it all fixed right away, which isn't possible, and you responding to purely mental intent, that a teacher uses his or her hands to make it very clear to you kinesthetically what they're asking you to do. Because,
well, that's an excellent way to put it.
And Marge Barstow, one of our big teachers, master teachers, used to say when she would help someone with her hands, and her hands were pretty amazing, and she would say, "What I'm doing right now is I'm doing your thinking for you."
Yes,
and it's a deliberate strategy designed to kind of wake up the body to your body mind to the possibilities and to give you enough of an experience that it's clear that you could do that on your own. It's just a matter of time and practice. So that's kind of another aspect and particularly
that's
with table work. I mean, table work, which you mentioned before, people can unwind when they're not having to deal with gravity at all, quite a bit more than they usually could sitting or standing. So table work has a huge advantage in facilitating that. And, of course, big trick is how do you carry that ease with you as you get off the table. But the point I want to make is if you can have that level of release on a table with a teacher having helped you, then we know for sure it's in the range of what you can do. It's not no longer, can I do it? It's more, how do I get to the point where I can do it or do a lot of it, maybe at the beginning? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
It kind of tells you a possibility. So maybe you think we should end it here?
That's a great place.
Is this a good place?
It's just a very good description of that.
So if you're at all hesitant about contacting an Alexander teacher or taking a class, give it a try. You might find it's one of the most amazing experiences of your life. How about we end it there?
It's worth at least one lesson.
Absolutely.
One lesson.
All right. So we're going to end it here.